Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Hit the B square. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning show. Frank Morano here with Al Gattullo and distinguished New Jersey attorney and legal analyst Anthony Pope. I shouldn't really say New Jersey attorney. Not only does he practice in New York, but his reputation extends far beyond the borders of those states. We're talking about everything that you need to know to get through your day. And there's just one story that so irked me when I read it in the papers this morning, that the West Hollywood City Council wants President Trump's star removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Anthony, listen to this. The council yesterday unanimously passed a resolution asking the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to remove Trump's star. So the council made the request after the star on the sidewalk was destroyed late last month. Now, you'd think this vandal that destroyed the star with a pickaxe would be just a pariah, would be facing a misdemeanor trial sometime soon. But no, he's being venerated and celebrated as the toast of Hollywood. He attended last night's meeting to express his views. Here was Austin Michael Clay, who went after the star with a pickaxe.
It's important to take a stand and to take it as far as we possibly can. And it might be important to have a conversation about whose stars that we want on the boulevard.
Anthony, you know, this I find so annoying when, I mean, Trump hasn't even been disgraced, but even people that are disgraced who've accomplished some things like Kevin Spacey, Bill Cosby, others, Harvey Weinstein, I think the whole notion of undoing their honors, their accomplishments, to me, it makes no sense. I mean, in Trump's case, it makes less than zero sense to me. I mean, what do you think of this?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, what is Donald Trump? You know, every time I see a commercial where a politician like Andrew Cuomo is running for reelection and his stand or his position is that people, Donald Trump's policies are stopping people from going to college. And I want somebody to ask him a direct question. What exactly about his policies are stopping people from going to college? They make blanket statements and they can't support it with any facts. What exactly is it that Donald Trump does that is preventing people from going to college? What has Donald Trump done, President Trump, that causes you to take a pickaxe to his star in the street, which he got because of a particular TV show?
Yeah,
they're unhinged. They really are. There's a segment of our country that is so upset about his presidency, and it has so much to do with the fact that everyone just assumed that the heir apparent was Hillary Clinton. Everybody in the liberal section wanted a female to be the first female president, which I think is a wonderful thing when it comes. Just like I thought it was a wonderful thing when Barack Obama was elected president. I thought it was great for our country that the first African-American president to be elected. I was proud of that. But what is Donald Trump doing? Look, he can be crass at times. He's not as polite. He's not as polished. But why don't we just talk about his damn policies? Well, who are they hurting at this point? The African-American community is working more than ever. The Hispanic community is working more than ever. The employment rate is down. I don't get it.
But to me, let's say he was the worst president ever.
Well, the unemployment rate is down.
Let's say he was doing a terrible job. I still don't think we should be ripping up his star off the Walk of Fame. It does nothing to take away his accomplishments as a TV star. And the guy had the leading show in prime time on a network for years.
And certainly, if somebody wants to propose it to the council, that's a democratic process. For somebody to just simply take a pickaxe and decide they're going to do it on their own and then not to be prosecuted for it. It shows they're unhinged.
You also have to remember, we've never had a guy like Donald Trump in office before who has a building, who's you know, has millions of dollars, who has a star on the
wall. Well, we've had wealthy presidents before.
Well, I understand that.
Not as wealthy as him, I don't think.
Well, no.
George Washington.
But they didn't build statues for George Washington until well after he was dead. If there wasn't, he was doing something wrong. You don't think people would have ripped him down? That's the point. I mean, Donald Trump is a unique person because he is not a politician. Because he is a guy who stirs the pot. And some people don't like that. But let's be fair here. Their candidate lost. Why did she lose? We're still rehashing this from two.
I think you guys both are missing the point, which is that whether he won, whether he lost, whether his policies are great, whether they're terrible, it doesn't in any way diminish his contributions to the field of television.
I don't disagree.
Which is where the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I understand
is.
That, so, but what is breaking that stone, that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, is going to do for him? Nothing.
For instance, here in front of us, we have the Canyon of Heroes. Right in front of our building, everyone who's ever gotten a ticker tape parade is honored with a plaque. Right. Now, one of those folks that was honored with a ticker tape parade was World War One hero Henri Philippe Pétain. Great marshal during World War One, helped win the war in Europe, really celebrated. Then in World War II, he became a Nazi collaborated with the Nazis. There was a big push, and is a big push, to remove his plaque from the Canyon of Heroes. My view is
it is removed.
I don't think it is, but
it's gone because there are a few that have been removed.
So we'll double check on that, but. My view is that it doesn't undo his accomplishments. You can't change history. If you want to add a plaque to it, or if you want to add a disclaimer, hey, this is what subsequently happened after he was honored with his ticker tape parade, that's one thing. But to almost erase him from history, it's like something that they would have done in the Soviet Union. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. So 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Let's actually say hello. We're very, very pleased calling in. We have the newest member of the AM 970 The Answer family, new host of the sports show, thankfully replacing that awful beer show that was on Saturday
very nice.
Nights.
See?
Jonathan Friedman in Livingston, I presume. Hello, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me. Actually, that's not why I called. I called and thank you. I'll take that little plug, and I look forward to Saturday evening. But I called for a question for Anthony. And, Anthony, I wanted to get your take on this. You know, they had the Renaissance in Newark and there and in Harrison. You see what's going on. What I don't understand is they built a beautiful pack, right? That's up there. It's beautiful. It's like either Cory Booker or whoever, and I'm a Cory fan. You know, they let Riverfront Stadium get torn down just because the Bears and their management didn't have their you-know-whats together. They let the stadium get torn down. Now, I understand the quality of multi-use apartments, commercial, retail, I got it. And I totally understand it. Do you know, I don't think they should have just let that just happen, so to speak. And interesting, people don't know this. The Yankees wanted to put a team there, and the Mets put the kibosh on it because of territorial rights. I just wanted to get your feeling on it. It was great if you were a suburban family. What a great place to take your kids to go see a ball minor league team. Play. It's gone now. You don't have that option anymore. And just wanted to get your take on that. And I'll hang up and listen. And again, thanks for the plug. And I'd love to hear what you think about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. A baseball stadium would have helped tremendously. Look, the whole point of a renaissance is not just simply corporations, because anybody could put up big buildings. It's the idea of after the working hours, who's staying in the community, who's in the community, who's using the restaurants, who's using all of the religious facilities, and a ballpark would have helped. And I don't know why they simply allowed that to occur, but they did. But I agree with you 100% that for the Renaissance to really take shape and to go as far as it has to go, then the community has to grow in every aspect. And it's not just about big buildings and new businesses coming into the city.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And we did double check that. That plaque of Henri Philippe Pétain is still in front of our building, as I thought it was when I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, but there have been plaques that have been removed.
I don't think so.
No. Because I've seen this macadam on the ground.
Before we say, let's double check.
All right.
Let's double check.
I walk there every day.
Well, let's check. Okay. Let's check. 877-970-2999.
No.
But you know what it is? I don't like putting out information that's not accurate on the radio before we double check. That's what I don't like. I don't love arguing with you. I just want to make sure you
check the facts. 877-970-2999. Anthony, I want to get your take on this. Yesterday, we put into place, we, the American government, put into place a new round of sanctions on Iran. This is the first wave of Iran sanctions that have been snapped back into place. These sanctions had been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement, which President Trump tore up. This round hits Iran's trade in gold and other precious metals, the sale or transfer of metals, including steel, aluminum, coal, and a wide range of currency transactions. Now, I said yesterday, for the same reasons that I was in favor of a better relationship with Russia, I would like to have a better relationship with Iran. And furthermore, I said that I didn't think that sanctions had really ever been effective in terms of actually getting policy change implemented. I was almost universally excoriated by our callers and by people in the Twitter sphere. After a day of sanctions, how do you see this situation?
I think it's appropriate. I think the sanctions are necessary. I think Iran is rogue. I think they'll do anything they can to hurt America and our allies. So I think the president is appropriate in that. I think the deal that was originally struck, maybe on its face, appeared to be a better than nothing else. But, you know, one thing about this president, and again, I'm an independent voter. And I've voted for as many Democrats as Republican presidents.
Me too. Trump was the first Republican presidential candidate I ever voted for.
So I don't have any affection for one party or the other. I think both parties are not serving us very well in Congress, and that the reason a president's there is because he's not a politician. That being said, I think one thing he knows after 40 or 45 years of being in the business world is he's paid for a lot of people. Everybody in the world has come to him. Everybody has sucked at his kneecaps to get money, to get his support. And so he knows them. He knows the people he's dealing with in politics. And he also knows the bad players in the world. And he's addressing that. And he's doing it without politics and without regard for whether or not he's going to be reelected or not. And any time a man or a woman is willing to forfeit reelection for doing what they believe is the right thing, I have to support that and compliment that. He knows who the bad players are, and he's going after them. Russia is not our enemy, okay? They're an enemy in a sense of their ideology and what they want, but they're not a direct enemy to us. There are people that are our direct enemy. China is an enemy. China's been stealing from us. They've been taking our intellectual property. Well, they have caused us to lose a lot. The Middle East, who are our real allies in the Middle East? We're constantly paying for people. We're constantly going in there and intervening. But who is our real ally besides Israel?
Let's talk about China, right? You just mentioned China, which I concur. I think the things that the President Xi and their government does is just reprehensible on a political perspective, on an intellectual theft, a human rights perspective, just in terms of environmentally being a hazard to the world, literally. I think they're a government that's completely out of control. That being said, China is our number one international trading partner outside of North America, and they're the country that we borrow the most money from. So if China's an enemy, and we've decided over the course of the last, 44 years that we're going to have trade with China, why can't we recognize the fact that Iran or Russia, for instance, are also adversaries, but that we should be able to do business with them, to have trade with them?
Because I think China's threat to us is different than the threat from the Middle East. The people in the Middle East, we have countries in the Middle East that really just want to annihilate us. We have countries in the Middle East that want to blow Israel off the map. China doesn't want to do that. I don't think China wants to do that. They just want to be a superior power economically, and they want to take all our intellectual property. So, and the way we deal with them is different than, if I were the president, the way I'd have to deal with certain countries that harbor terrorism, that support it, and really just don't want us on the face of the earth.
Well, that's fair. 877-970-2999. Anthony Pope here with Al Cotullo and Frank Moreno. Very quickly, before we go to traffic, let me say hello to Bill in Brooklyn. Bill, what's on your mind?
Okay, here's what the president needs to do. This is the fruit of the poison tree. This man, Manafort, is being prosecuted only because there's a revolution against the president. It's an insurrection. The president should recognize this is an insurrection against me. This man would never be prosecuted otherwise. Therefore, I am commuting his sentence to time served in solitary confinement and to the terrorism of waking him up in the morning at 6 in the morning and getting his wife out of the shower. He suffered enough, and this has nothing to do with what he did. And most lobbyists in Washington are probably doing the same thing. And therefore, I'm commuting his sentence to time served.
Well, thank you, Bill. Well, and your reaction,
yeah,
Anthony.
Listen, I don't disagree with the argument that he probably wouldn't have been prosecuted, but not for the independent counsel's investigation of the president. But still, if there's criminality, you have an obligation. You can't just, you know, look in a different direction. That's the unfortunate luck of Manafort, that he happens to get caught up in it.
But if he did what he did,
what he's accused of doing, let the jury make the call on it.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll continue the conversation next. 877-970-2999. Anthony Pope here with Al Gattullo and Frank Moran. Brandy Scott's got the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. Heavy delays heading westbound on the Cross Bronx. You're solid between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. Eastbound side also packed between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and Jerome Ave. Southbound Deegan, that's got you stop and go. We've got a stalled tractor trailer on the ramp to 138th Street, causing some very heavy delays as you exit there. Southbound Harlem River Drive, that's a solid ride. Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. Grand Central westbound at LaGuardia Airport. We've got a stall on the airport roadway. That's causing some very heavy delays. LIE doing a lot better. Disabled tractor trailer by Little Neck Parkway, all cleaned up on the eastbound side. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, upper level 20, lower will cost you 15. Inbound Lincoln running at 30. Inbound Holland 25, alternate side in effect. This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Use your power to cure and pedal with a purpose at Spin for Crohn's and Colitis Cures. Grab some friends and join this high-energy indoor cycling event benefiting the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Visit spin4.org to learn more. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, the Justice Department says fundamental principles of economics and common sense were ignored when a judge allowed AT&T to merge with Time Warner. The government made its argument in the appeal it filed in federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. The Wall Street Journal says the company is expected to file its own brief with the court by September 20th. Weight Watchers is reporting a mixed quarter. Though its earnings were stronger than expected, Weight Watchers was signing up subscribers at a slower pace. However, it expects business to pick up this year and says it will be stronger than previously estimated. Stocks closed higher yesterday, helped by stronger than expected earnings from Tyson Foods and others. The Dow Jones Industrials added 39 points, the NASDAQ was up 47, and the S&P gained 10. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
If you're paying too much for your health insurance, listen carefully. Due to recent changes in the law, you could be overpaying $500 or more per month on your health care. There are new, more affordable health care options with better coverage. These plans are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and now open to everyone. Health care options with better benefits, costing 30 to 60% less than Obamacare plans, and giving you the freedom to see almost any doctor or hospital in the country. Forbes calls this the health care plan that is saving families $20,000 a year, and over 1 million Americans have already taken advantage of this game-changing healthcare program. Call 800-239-7174 now to find out how much you'll save. Employers, you too can save 50% or more on group medical insurance with health sharing. Our licensed advisors can take away all the stress of finding the right plan for your needs and budget. Best of all, our service is free. This one call could be the best decision you make this year, so don't delay. Call now to see how much you can save. For your free quote, call 800-239-7174. That's 800-239-7174. 800-239-7174.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
7:26, this is Piscopo in the Morning. Frank Morano here with Anthony Pope and Al Vitullo. Talking about anything and everything, the Manafort trial, the Mueller probe, Iran sanctions, the carnage that continues to plague the streets of Chicago, a host of other issues, including President Trump's star potentially being voted off the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We'll go straight to the phones at 877-970-2999, saying hello to Charles in Queens. Charles, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Okay, I'm going to say the same thing I said yesterday, that I love the show. I'm the Charles that yesterday disagreed with you, and I left information with Jack, as you had requested, because you wanted to bet me $1,000 or more regarding whether the government in Iran will fall.
Yes, I remember. 364 days, right. And I win that $1,000. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. However, only if it's legal to bet, and I'm only betting $100.
Oh, you see? See, here's the asterisk. Here's the asterisk.
I'm not a betting person. I'm not a
betting
person.
Fair enough, Charles. Real quick, what's your point, Charles? Go ahead.
Okay, the point I wanted to say, though, is that if the government caves in to Trump's demands and becomes docile, that's also like they gave in. The point is they're going to cave. The government is either going to cave or they're going to fall. But I also want to say Manafort should, Trump should definitely pardon Manafort, because the whole thing is the fruit of a poisonous tree, I think the expression is. There's no reason. It's all through a false dossier, and the only is to investigate Trump. And the only reason that they're investigating Manafort and find crimes from years ago is because they want to squeeze him, as the Judge Ellis the Third, whatever he's called, said that too. So there's no reason, if you or I were friends, we'd be up there and found guilty. Wouldn't you want Trump to pardon?
Well,
we can all be found guilty. We can all be found guilty.
Fair enough.
Never should have happened.
Fair enough, Charles. Thank you. Anthony, he's got a point, though. If you investigate anyone, right? I mean, Harvey Silverglade wrote that book, Three Felonies a Day. If you investigate anyone and look at every single aspect of their life, you can find a way to indict somebody for anything, can't you? Not for anything, but you could find some way to indict anybody.
Well, that has some merit to it. I don't think that's necessarily true in that broad sense. But you're not talking about just anything. You're talking about extraordinary amounts of money and dealing with international companies and circumventing the process of bringing the money in and paying for it. You're talking about alleged bank fraud. You know, you can't misrepresent yourself
crimes,
on bank application.
Absolutely.
They're
absolutely
serious.
Serious crimes, but those were serious crimes that the FBI, the Department of Justice, local tax authorities in New York
we're not looking at and not poised to investigate Manafort on, certainly not poised to prosecute on him until he was campaign chairman for Donald Trump, right?
But Frank, but that happens a lot of times. They don't necessarily just pluck people out of the sky and decide to investigate them. Something has to bring it to their attention, whether it be another co-defendant who gets pinched for another crime and now he wants to cooperate, or whether there's something in the press, or whether somebody makes an extraordinary move that highlights something for the government to look at. So there's always ways that things come to the attention of the government. The question is, they have an obligation not to overlook it if they really believe there's criminality.
Let me run this by you. A story in Politico today actually last night on New York One, Mayor de Blasio made this news that the city's Board of Elections is going to launch an effort to help Rikers Island detainees register to vote and cast absentee ballots if they're in custody. Mayor de Blasio announced this yesterday. He said that the city would work to ensure that detainees have access to voter registration forms while serving time as long as they're not convicted of a felony. State law, as we've talked about, prohibits a person serving time for a felony or on parole from voting, but felons who have served their time and are not on parole are free to vote. Aides to the mayor said the Board of Elections will work with legal aid to get detainees on the voting rolls. He said, the mayor, we have to absolutely change our approach to get people to participate. Is this a worthy endeavor on the part of the mayor, handing out voter registration forms at Rikers Island?
Well, I think that people can do that if they want to take the initiative to do it. The fact that he's making it a cause célèbre and he's going forward with it, with all of the other issues that we have in New York City that can be addressed, seems to be self-serving. Listen, I forget who it was. I think it was Rush Limbaugh, who I don't necessarily listen to.
But
I heard a clip once. He said, why don't the Republicans say to the Democrats, I tell you what, we'll let everybody in, all the immigrants in, but they can't vote for 20 years and see whether or not they would agree to that. And you and I both know the Democrats wouldn't, because what they want is they believe that immigrants coming in are going to be more inclined to vote Democratic. So therefore, that's what they're looking to do. I think de Blasio believes that the detainees are going to be more inclined to vote Democratic, because you could rest assured, if he thought they were going to be more Republican, he would not propose this.
Yeah.
Now, and that's the unfortunate reality of politics in our country.
You're right. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Isadua in Bayonne, New Jersey. Hello, Isadua.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to give my opinion when you guys talk about the president pardoning Paul Manafort. I think initially you should keep him in jail for till his term is over. When the president wins the second election, and towards the ending of the election, maybe the last month before he finished his second term as president, then he could pardon him so that he paid the price for the corrupt stuff that he did.
All right, now, fair enough. I mean, in my view, either he's done something, either he should be pardoned or he shouldn't, you know, or a sentence should be commuted or he shouldn't.
But again, you know, pardoning someone is one thing. That really is saying that you believe this person is not guilty of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Commuting the sentence, you're saying that the sentence is inappropriate.
Right.
That it's too harsh for the crime. The punishment should fit the crime. So that I understand. And I think the president has taken some real aggressive steps in doing that. And no other president has ever done that. Every president that I know of that's pardoned anyone or commuted their sentence has always waited to the very last of their term before they've done that.
Unless it's like a 78-year-old who's sick, who's been in prison
Trump's
for 30
doing
years.
That. And
no.
I admire him for
no,
that.
He's pardoning Dinesh D'Souza and Sheriff Arpaio. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Sarah in Bergen County. Hello there, Sarah.
Good morning. I just wanted to say something about Governor Cuomo. I went to a public, went to City College, and most of my friends did free. In 1955 to 59, I got a free master's after that. He's forgetting. He wasn't the first one to say everybody could go to college for free. We all went. And if you didn't have the average just to get in, you could take a test, and if you got a certain grade, I don't remember what it was, you were admitted also. There were so many people that went for free. You did have to pay for books at City. and a small registration fee, $50 or $25 or whatever it was. So I don't know what Cuomo is talking
about. Well, Sarah, thank you. I mean, you're right, but they've done away with the free tuition at CUNY colleges years ago. Even Cooper Union, which was the last free college in New York City, and actually will be again, but they did away with free tuition there. The problem with what Cuomo did with that Excelsior program is not, in my view, that he made college free, although we can have a conversation about that. But he actually, his campaign got access to the people that got that free tuition and then reached out to them to ask them if they would appear in campaign commercials. In my view, that's the real travesty, is that Cuomo used government resources, in this case, the information about which kids got these Excelsior scholarships, and then used it to benefit his campaign. I can assure you, if Donald Trump did that, Andrew Cuomo would be screaming bloody murder.
My thing about the colleges, I do like Governor Cuomo's plan in the sense that we're going to give you free college, but you need to stay in the state after you graduate for, what is it, 4 years or 10 years or something like that. There's a time that you have to stay here and work, otherwise you have to pay back what we gave you for free. I like that. Governor Murphy's plan in New Jersey doesn't have any of those restrictions. He's just saying, we're going to give it to you. We have no idea how we're going to pay for it, but we're going to give it to you. My issue is, why can't you make the student loans cheaper for people so that they're not paying in perpetuity? I mean, that's part of the problem. You're still paying loans from college, aren't you?
Well, from graduate school, yeah.
Okay, from graduate school. But I'm saying, how long did it take you to pay your college loans off?
You know what? I was blessed not to have any college loans for undergrads.
So you got a free ride, federal aid?
No, yeah. I mean, I had some, my parents helped me out a little bit.
Okay.
I had saved some money.
You got Pell Grants, those types of things.
I was able to cobble something
together. But those things are available to people. Like, they were talking about in New Jersey how free college is available to people who meet the criteria to get financial aid, that they don't have to pay back. Part of my schooling was paid for by financial aid that I didn't have to pay back. I had to pay some of it because I didn't qualify for the free ride. But why can't we make the loans cheaper for these people? Instead of, an interest rate, and again, I'm just throwing these numbers out there, but let's say the interest rate is 12% for a student loan or 15%. Why can't we make it 2%? We know that they're going to work. We know that they're going to get a job and be able to pay it off. Why is it that their student loan has to be paid off in 15 years as opposed to 5?
Well,
it's like a car.
You know, that's
you put a down payment on a car. You get a 6-year loan. You pay it off.
You know, that's a fair point. Well, we should revisit that a bit later in the show. 877-970-2999. First, here's Al Gattullo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
78 degrees. It's 7:37. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The mayor of the biggest city in New Jersey helping host its annual National Night Out. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka will be at Westside Park today from 2 to 8 p.m. as part of the 35th annual National Night Out Against Crime. He'll be joined by cops, firefighters, and other public safety officials at an event also featuring a car show, vendors, carnival games, and free food. The general public welcome to attend. Mayor Baraka will be personally meeting guests at 3:45 p.m. We're learning a little more about an emotionally disturbed man who died after attacking employees when he jumped out of a restaurant freezer in Manhattan. Police say 54-year-old Carlton Henderson had been charged last week with two counts of murder for his alleged role in two 1988 homicides and was released on his own recognizance. Cops are still trying to find out why he ended up in the freezer at Sarah Beth's restaurant on the Upper West Side Sunday morning and what killed him. After jumping out of the freezer, he was subdued by employees but suffered some sort of medical episode and later died. In sports, Lance Lynn allowed just two hits while pitching into the eighth inning as the Yankees blanked the White Sox 7-0 in Chicago. Mets jumping out to a 5-0 lead in the fourth. They held on to beat the Reds 6-4. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. Some heavy slowdowns heading westbound on the Cross Bronx. You're solid between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. We've also got delays on the eastbound side between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and Jerome Ave. Harlem River Drive heading southbound. You're packed there. Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. We've got a crash at the Kosciusko Bridge on the westbound side. Two lanes are out there. Solid slowdown. Start on the BQE from around Broadway. LIE westbound. That's packed right now. Exits 23 to and 19. Belt westbound, that's jammed JFK Expressway to Lefferts Boulevard. And in New Jersey, we've got a water main break on Route 1 northbound in Edison right by Main Street. That's causing some slowdowns. The right lane is out for repairs. At your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George upper level, it's a 20-minute wait. Lower level, definitely better at 10 minutes. Inbound Lincoln running at 30. Inbound Holland will cost you about 25 minutes. Alternate side in effect. Scattered clouds this afternoon. Chance for a thunderstorm. High of 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Temperatures will go down into the mid-70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brady Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, in theaters this Friday.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smartway to Buy.com studios.
7:41, this is Piscopo in the Morning here with Frank Moreno, Al Gattulo, and Anthony Pope in place of Joe Piscopo, who's off this week. He's going to be back on Monday. Talking about the Manafort trial, the president's legal problems, talking about Iran sanctions, a host of issues. Anthony, one aspect of the Russia investigation that I didn't ask you about, and, you know, I'm rushed out, as I said, but I'll take advantage of your legal expertise, is the president's tweet on Sunday, which he expanded upon again yesterday, acknowledging that his son, Donald Trump Jr., had this meeting at Trump Tower with the Russians in with the hopes of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton or opposition research on Hillary Clinton. That's a little bit different from what we were told earlier, which is that this was a meeting that took place about the policy of adopting Russian children. Does that changing narrative at all make it a problem legally for President Trump?
Well, I don't know if it makes it a problem legally for him as much as it perhaps makes a problem for his son. It certainly affects his credibility because, see, this is the problem with constantly speaking and coming out and talking. And the rule of thumb, Frank, is when there's an investigation, you know what you say as an elected official? I'm not commenting about a pending investigation.
Right.
I'm going to allow the investigation to take its course. And at the end of the day, I'll have something to say about it. But every time you come out one after another with these tweets, you put yourself in a position where invariably something's going to be contradicted. There's going to be an inconsistency somewhere. The law that talks about dealing with foreign countries and receiving money or contributions for an election, which is illegal, also has a reference to any other value, getting anything of any value. And one could certainly make an argument. I'm not sure it's going to be sustained or it's going to carry the day. But one can make an argument that anything for any value besides a contribution could be argued that getting dirt on a political opponent.
Right. Opposition research has a value to it.
And that has a value to it. So it certainly doesn't help his son. Certainly can't help his son, and it can't help his credibility, the president's.
877-970-2999. The other big story that we're watching today, and we're going to hear more from Joe Lundberg in just about 10 minutes, is the weather. It is going to be another hot, sweltering day, and we will officially be in heat wave territory as of today.
We are.
Once we've hit 90 degrees.
I think once we hit 90.
So it's officially a heat wave.
Yeah.
So we could play the song at the very least.
Maybe.
No, okay.
Maybe. Well, but it's hot. Stay cool. You know, check on I got to give my mother a call today, make sure she's all right, because goes to, you know, therapy a couple times a week or whatever. It's brutal out there. Yeah, I was at the pool for an hour yesterday. And
it's
it
oppressive.
Was
Yeah.
You know, you walk outside and yesterday it smelled like sweat. The air smelled like sweat. Yeah. It was gross. It was really
part of the problem is when it gets this hot and the humidity is that high, your body, when you sweat, it doesn't cool yourself off. Yeah. So it's bad shape.
That's for sure. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Neil on Staten Island. Hello there, Neil.
Good morning, Frank. You were very dapper today, Frank. I'll start off
Thank
by
you.
Saying,
I couldn't agree with you more.
I agree. And, you know, I no one's a bigger fan of the president than I am. But I couldn't care less how they catch a guy who's a crook. I don't care if it's through Mueller or it's through a snitch or through this or that. If the guy is really guilty of tax evasion and that great scale, who cares if he's prosecuted? He should be prosecuted. What bothers me the most is the governor. A parole board letting out cop killers or the governor commuting sentences of murderers and rapists. That is more offensive to me than if Manafort goes to jail for something that he really did.
Well, thank you, Neil. Yeah, it's in line with what you said. A crime's a crime, whether it's a result of a Mueller probe or not. You know, you can't you don't pay your taxes, you got to pay the piper somehow. Let's say hello to Paul in Queens. Hello there, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I wanted to mention in regards to this free education stuff, why don't, you know, instead of make a cap on the loans to 10 grand and everybody else pay the rest like something else, you know? I mean, how about, you know, you got to go to NYU, it's 50 grand a year. Why do you take a loan for 50 grand a year to go to NYU, what, to meet up a bunch of people that are going to try to get you somewhere? You could be able to do the same thing in a city college.
Yeah, well, I think that's a point well taken, Paul. I think that, you know...
Listen to his reasoning. Why are you going to go to NYU and take a loan for 50 grand to meet up with a bunch of people? It's not a bunch of people. It's an education. Depending on where you go, you could get a better job by having a degree at NYU than you could at a city college. That's not,
point. A lot of folks that did do well coming out of city college.
I love Paul,
as well.
Sometimes his ideas are a little out there.
Yes, 877-970-2999. Anthony, I got to ask you about this story that's on the front page of the New York Post today, which is, they're calling it War of the Grosses. And I know you don't do a lot of matrimonial law, but your firm does, right?
Yes, yes.
And so I am amazed. I've never been divorced, but both my parents have been divorced many times. And I know a lot of folks that have been divorced and have had really serious legal problems over the years. And sometimes these divorces go on for years. Years and years and years. I have a friend, I'm not going to mention her name. She was in the midst of a 10-year divorce. And this is, you never really hear about billionaires going through this, but that appears to be the case with the Grosses. Bill and Sue Gross, okay? They're wealthy, wealthy folks, billionaire California couple. They finalized their divorce back in October of 2017, but they're still warring with one another. In the past 2 months, Sue Gross forked over $37.8 million for pricey residences in Laguna Beach's exclusive Irvine Cove community, where Bill spent most of his adult life, just so he couldn't get his hands on them to begin putting down new roots there, according to court papers. Bill has apparently lived in Irvine Cove for 30 years and was itching to entrench himself there again after being booted from their home. So you wonder, at what point these people were once in love with one another, presumably, but whether it's billionaires or people that don't have any money, the lengths to which these couples seem to go to spite one another is always amazing to me. I'm curious, in cases that you've observed, how prevalent is this kind of spite-based divorce litigation?
It's more common than not. And, you know, you'll find people who are normally good people, decent people, who are at their worst when it comes to divorce. There's just something emotional about the divorce, about leaving someone or somebody leaving you or someone leaving and then getting the better end of it, or they think they're going to get the better end of it, or using the kids as pawns, where I would rather shovel horse manure from a stable than deal with family law.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no line of demarcation. Mm. It goes on forever. You know, especially when there's kids as well, because then even when the divorce is finalized, well, somebody's not paying their obligation,
right?
Or the children are not being brought back, or we're
it's
not
almost
doing
like it's
the,
more opinion than fact when you when
well,
you're dealing with family
there's
law.
No question, but there's always that personal vendetta. Not right. always. There's more often than not that personal vendetta, and one feels they got the benefit of the other, and then if someone leaves someone that doesn't want to leave the relationship, or someone's cheated on someone, affairs of the heart will definitely change people and make good, decent people who otherwise are rational completely irrational.
I completely agree with you. My mother and father got separated when I was 9, and they didn't finalize their divorce until I was 13. And then had to fight over the house until I was 21. And it was a constant back and forth in court and this. And finally, I said to my mother, I think I was 17 or 18. I'm like, why are you continuing to fight this stuff? Just be done with it and be over with it. I mean, is it worth the aggravation? And in the end, it wasn't worth the aggravation. My mom ended up with 60% of the house. My father was supposed to get 40%. But after all the nonsense that happened, it was closer to a 50-50 split. And I said, for what? You fought for nothing to get that extra, you know, 10 or 20%, and you ended up not getting it in the end. Who cares? If you want to be done with that person, be done with that person. If I were to get divorced, I want out. Whatever you want, take it. Yeah. Goodbye. Let's go our separate ways and move on. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that is that's for sure. If anyone else has thoughts on how crazy people get when they're in the midst of a divorce, you can give us a call, 877-970-2999. Talking about the front page story in the New York Post, War of the Grosses, in which these this multimillionaire couple, I think a billionaire couple, seems to be going to great lengths just to make the other person miserable. Someone who's certainly not miserable, always has a sunny disposition, is Brandi Scott, who's got the traffic this
stuck.
Morning.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got a stalled tractor trailer on the ramp to the Deegan southbound to 138th Street. He's got a lane blocked. You're getting by there just very, very slowly. Bruckner westbound, that's got you stop and go. White Plains Road to Hunts Point Ave. BQE, a crash right by the Kosciusko Bridge on the westbound side. That is the left lane blocked. You're solid there from Broadway. LIE, a slow crawl on the westbound side. Main Street to Woodhaven Boulevard. Van Wyck northbound, that's jammed. Rockaway Boulevard to Hillside Ave. In New Jersey, a crash on 1 and 9 northbound right by the Tunnelly Circle. That has you on the brakes from Central Ave. Southbound Garden State Parkway, just a little bit sluggish. Exits 150 to 149. And at your Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George. Upper level will cost you 20. Lower level running at 10 minutes. Inbound Lincoln is 35. Inbound Holland, 25. Alternate side in effect. And New Jersey Transit, 4 trains canceled so far this morning. Much better than yesterday. Also, ticket vending machines are out. You have to get your ticket from the conductor. They're going to waive the $5 fee. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
The Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show.
It was one of the greatest decisions of my life not to do homework in high school. It freed me to explore life. I didn't use that time to watch TV. If they'll do some passion, from woodwork to musical instrument to a foreign language to reading, my God, is that better.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
We all know that you're never going to get as much sleep as you want, so you have to make every hour of sleep you get count. Bowl and Branch is going to help you get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep, with a set of their 100% organic cotton sheets, which I sleep between every night, I might add. These are the softest sheets you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality of other luxury sheets for half the price. Join the hundreds of thousands of Americans, including 3 U.S. presidents, sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. Boll & Branch guarantees you'll love their sheets. You can try them in your home risk-free for a month. Plus, Boll & Branch has award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows that are all just as comfy as their classic sheets. Order today and get $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code Prager. That's $50 off at BollAndBranch.com, promo code Prager, spelled B-O-L-L, and Branch.com, promo code Prager.
Happy Tuesday to you, and have you ordered a 90-day supply of Calitrin yet? I don't know what you are waiting for. Hit the website right now, toploss.com. Order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin. The website answers all your questions to help you lose weight, have more energy, and feel great. There's no drugs, no stimulants. It's all natural. It is so simple to use. You take a few before bedtime. It works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Plus, use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off your first order when you go onto the site, toploss.com. Plus, there's a poll on their Facebook page right now. If you vote for your favorite DJ, and you vote for me, you're going to be entered to win a 90-day supply of Calitrin. Plus, I'll get $500 to use towards the charity of my choice. Isn't that great? Give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL. You're going to get yourself 10% off.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
A couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Anthony Pope here with Frank Moreno and Al Gattulo. And John Tobacco is in the building. Look out. But if you're going outside today, you got to be careful. It is going to be hot, humid, and there's an air quality advisory. One of the least popular men in New York right now is with us, Joe Lundberg, over at the AM 970 The Answer Weather Desk. Joe, people are ready to throw rocks at you.
Why is that?
Because you're giving us bad news.
No. It's just a typical summertime day. Easy sunshine, hot. I think a Triple H weather today with temperatures around 90 or better.
Oh, boy.
And when is this heat wave going to break, Joe?
Not tomorrow. I think even Thursday and Friday, it's still going to be well up in the 80s to near 90 degrees and very humid. It just looks like we get to Thursday, we don't have to worry about thunderstorms, and that may be the case on Friday. But the next couple of afternoons, we do have to dodge some thunderstorms.
Today included.
Yeah, late afternoon. I think tomorrow's a better day to get a thunderstorm or two.
And admit it, Joe, you're doing the weather report right now from the pool. You're in the pool, nice, relaxed.
I wish I was. Oh, trust me.
Where were you yesterday, Joe?
I was given the day off because I had to work 6 days last week for some strange reason.
Oh, boy.
Frank works 6 days. He doesn't take a day off. That's good. Joe, you got a good gig. I like it.
Well, I've been at this for a few years.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
Anthony, do you think that we're living in that Twilight Zone episode where the world keeps hurtling closer to the sun? And the world keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Do you watch The Twilight Zone?
No.
You didn't watch Star Trek. Right there should have been your clue. He doesn't watch Star Trek. You think he watched The Twilight Zone? Come on.
All right. Well, hey, look.
Bad job out of you, Frank.
John Tobacco is in the building. You never know what's going to happen.
He looks dapper.
Oh, he does. He always looks dapper. So you can watch us, by the way, if you go to Facebook and just type in AM 970 The Answer. I'm wearing a pink shirt because, after all, only real men wear pink. David Burke is here. We're going to find out what's new in the world of culinary studies. Mike Gallagher is going to be here, as will Robert Spencer, the author of the new book, History of Jihad. And also, we're going to talk with Steve Malanga of the Manhattan Institute in the 9 o'clock hour. A whole lot of stuff to get to, and we're going to get to it. Go nowhere, folks. 2 hours to go on this, the Piscopo in the Morning Show. David Burke, John Tobacco, Anthony Pope, and me, Frank Moreno. But first, here's Al Gattulo with all the news that's fit to read.